Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of Ground Up Grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today. Our verses for Sunday, the 24th of May, come from Psalm 130, verse 4, and Colossians 3:13. There is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. So we take a moment to look at these two readings. We can see clearly the word forgiveness is there as a common theme. And the fact that the forgiveness belongs to God, we find in the first reading and also in the second one, as it says, the Lord. The question of reverence or fear that sometimes it's translated in Psalm 130 is tied to the word as. Because as long as I am not forgiven by God for sins that I've committed and live with either my guilt or shame or anger, resentment, and I'm living in some sort of dullness of what God is capable of doing for me, I have no regard for God. But when I realize what Jesus has done for me on the cross and that I am a forgiven sinner, I am changed. My relationship to God becomes one in this text of reverence, or in another text of fear, because I have such an incredible sense of the holiness and majesty of God because of what I've experienced on his account. So the as is an important little word in the second reading. If there's no as in your life, then you've never really experienced forgiveness, and you also live without true reverencing of God.
In practicality, those words don't mean much when you're a child and you're facing doing something wrong and needing forgiveness.
What do you mean?
Well, my first memory of being forgiven was by my father when I stole a piece of gum from the store, and he made me go and tell the man, the owner, that I had done this. And to me, it didn't seem like a big deal, but then... It was a big deal. I had a realization that I had done wrong by the man who owned the store, even though it was a penny, you know, piece of bubble gum. And my father held me accountable, and I had to be forgiven. So all through life, from the very beginning, we have to be taught that we are sinners and that we do things wrong and we do things against others. If you live in a big family, then sinned against your siblings.
Oh, yeah.
Likely more than once or twice.
Yeah, for sure.
A day.
A day.
Yeah.
Yeah, the trouble is you stop keeping score. It's so frequent. So how do you get to the point of knowing that the Lord has forgiven you? As it says, just as the Lord has forgiven you.
I had the experience of learning how to kneel at church, to be in confessing my sins, kneeling before God, asking him to forgive me. And as I was forgiven, then I could understand how to forgive others. And that was showing grace and understanding to people who had sinned against me.
So how has that worked with me? Because I've had a chance to sin against you a lot. I mean, most of our marriage.
Do we have to go there? Well, I don't like confrontation, but when you have done something that has made me upset, then I've lost my temper. There's a conflict definitely in the room. I've either had to gone to you, or you've come to me and said, I'm sorry, Sonia, I was wrong. Please forgive me. And I do the same to you. Now, this has become our pattern to speak those words of forgiveness and accepting the fact that I'm also a sinner.
Yeah.
So as I'm a sinner, I now have received forgiveness, and I'm asking for your forgiveness.
Yeah.
That's the best way that we have worked right. out our conflicts. But we didn't do that for many years. I think previously we just stuffed it or had the silent treatment for several days and then recognized we had to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we didn't actually ever say, I forgive you.
No.
I know I learned that from a friend of mine. He said, a lot of people learn a lot about forgiveness, but we never hear the word, you are forgiven.
Yeah, and it's such an important word to hear. The absolution that we hear on Sunday morning is also very necessary to go into the week and to feel that you have come clean.
You know, one of the things I learned when we were studying control, an idolatry issue this past January, is every one of us is a manipulator at heart. We want to control our world. And so when I come to church, I come there as a control freak. I mean, I may not look like one, but I am one. Mm-hmm. And I need to hear right away, Johann, I forgive you for your attempt to manipulate your world to try to be in control. You're forgiven.
Yes.
And that frees me to start over again right away.
This is forgiven living, that we are sinners in need of forgiveness every day, sometimes more than once. And we live out of the abundance of God's love for us so that we can love others.
In our trip prayers, RP means a plan or a purpose. And so one of the things you could make as a purpose or plan for today is when someone says to you, I'm sorry, you say to them, I forgive you. One of the ways we practice forgive and live in is to tell others, I forgive you. It's a simple gift. You can give it away and set people free. We also want to let you know that on our webpage now, we have a Forgive and Live In page, and this will be for Forgive and Live In stories. And one of the stories that we have there comes from a friend named Doug, who tells the story about a coworker of his who did something that caused him great pain and how he was able to forgive this man. It's not listed there, but it's about 4.5 minutes long. And you can see it and play it and listen to a Forgive and Live In story. And we'd also encourage you, if you have a Forgive and Live In story, to share it with us. Just contact us at joeso@groundupgrace, and we'll send you some information about how you can send those to us.
Here's our prayer for the day. Holy God, the weight of knowing I've hurt another person is terrible. It seems I can do nothing to fix it. But you raise me with Christ, and in love you restore me. As I am forgiven, you give me courage to repair my relationships and forgive others. Thank you for bringing the peace of Christ into my heart today. Amen.
May the blessings of the Lord be upon you. The blessings of the Lord be upon you. The blessings of the Lord be upon you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Spirit and the three in one. Amen.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.